Blog Talk Radio.
Jr., Elder, Reverend, Pastor, it doesn't matter what title you give me, as long as you call me a son of God. And I can call you my brothers and my sisters. We are so grateful for you joining us here again for Blog Talk Radio. We, as the pioneers or leaders and founder of Reconciliation Ministries, and partnering with the Omega Ministry Group, we bring you this broadcast on this wonderful Wednesday night. We thank God for each and every one of you all. We praise God that God will continue to bless you. For those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast, we know that God's word is powerful, that his anointing is yoke-breaking, and we are so appreciative for what he has and is doing. You got to believe and you got to know, just as the song said, that you are blessed, that God has done so many wonderful things for each and every one of you all. Now, I know it might seem like dark days. I know you might seem to be crying, but you still have to know that God is working it out for the greater good, and he is still blessing you. We thank God again, and we want to, as we know, that prayer is so powerful in our life and in our warfare. And without prayer, there is a one-way communication. We know that prayer is our weapon, that when we can talk to our Father, that we can intercede with him. And we want to, as we always do, start off our broadcast with a word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for who you are and what you mean to us. We ask, Lord God, that you will continue to provide, that you will continue to bless us. Have mercy on us and have grace upon our souls. We thank you, Lord God. We know that we stand here, we sit here, we are here only because of who you are and what you've done for us. With that, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for all those who are listening live to this broadcast. We praise God that you will continue to bless each and every one. Bless those who listen to the rebroadcast. Allow them to receive the same anointing, if not something greater. And Lord God, we ask that your word will go forth and bring forth peace and love, happiness and joy, but most of all, righteousness and truth. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for all of our leaders. We thank you, Lord God, for on this Veterans Day, we celebrate all those who have served in the military forces. We are so grateful. We understand the conflict that they might have dealt with in their own mind, in their own spirit. But we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to abide with them. We thank you, Lord God. And everything we say and everything we do, as always, we give you honor. We give you praise. We are so appreciative. Lord God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. So we ask, Lord God, bless like never before. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are so thankful that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio, Reconciliation Ministries. We thank God for each and every one of you all. As always, this is about participatory or about participation. We want you to be engaged in a conversation. This is not just me sharing with you. But just as God has given me interpretation and understanding, he gives it to you. And if God has laid something on your heart, as we discuss tonight's subject, please feel free to press 1, and that will identify that you have something that you want to say. We ask that you would, we will unmute your mic, and then by unmuting your mic, we will allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you. For those who might be listening to the rebroadcast, you can always participate also by sending me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, jvan91@yahoo.com. That's JAYVANVICTORY91@yahoo.com. You can send your emails there, your comments, your questions, your criticism, your concerns. We will definitely respond to you and each and every one of you all. Now, tonight's lesson, before we go on, again, let me just thank God for all of the veterans who have served and who have and still might be serving in the armed forces. We understand the tough battles, spiritual and battles that you've dealt with mentally. We also ask that we ask God to continue to bless you and that he will provide for you. And we are so grateful that you have decided to serve and protect this country. As you served in the military. So before we again, just want to say thank you for your service. Tonight we will be going to the book of Galatians, chapter 1. And we're starting at verse 9. Again, the book of Galatians, starting at chapter 1. Starting at verse 9, I'm going to read 2 different translations as always, and we thank God for your patience. Again, Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 9, I'll be reading the NIV translation, and it reads, "As we have already said, so now I say again, anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." We thank God for his word. Again, verses Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Let me read the New Century Version of the same scripture. The New Century Translation reads, "I said this before, and now I'll say it again. You have already accepted the good news. If anyone is preaching something different to you, let that person be judged guilty. Do you think I am trying to make people accept me? No, God is the one I am trying to please. Am I trying to please people? If I still wanted to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Verse 11, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the good news I preached to you was not made up by human beings. I did not get it from humans, nor did anyone teach it to me, but Christ Jesus showed it to me. Again, we are so grateful and thankful for God's word, and we know that God's word is already blessed because it is, he is blessed. And we thank God for his word. So for a subject, for a title tonight, again, Galatians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Our subject for tonight is just something to kind of center our focus. Excuse me. It's not about my words. When Paul is reaching out to this group of Galatians, this church of Galatians, or Galilee, he is now sharing this is the beginning, and he is now talking about sharing the good news. Now, we understand that the good news can be translated into another word, the gospel. And Paul starts off, let me give you a little background. That's the background, but why God, I think, led me to this word today. In our society, we have a number of preachers and pastors, evangelists, and we have a lot of people who are sharing the word of God. They're sharing the gospel. The only issue or the problem that I have is that these people are sharing the gospel, but they're not sharing it completely. They're sharing a version of what they believe the gospel to mean. And I hear your spirit saying, well, what are you referring to? When you have white angelical and black angelical preachers, and they are proclaiming the gospel, which we know is the word of God, and we know that because God is love, and love covers a multitude of sin, that they are proclaiming this word of love, but then they're also proclaiming white supremacy. They are preaching that a certain class of people deserve to be in leadership. And when you look throughout over the last 400 years of African Americans in the United States of America, you see that this is really nothing new. That you used to have slave owners that would proclaim and share the Bible, but they would only give their interpretation as of whites being superior to blacks, giving a understanding that when the Bible mentions a master and a slave, that he was really talking about white and black people. And that for long periods of time, blacks were not even allowed to read, let alone read the Bible. And that blacks were considered a second-class citizen, Well, here we are in 2020, and we still have this ideology still going forth, but yet you have these people who proclaim to be children of God, to be sons and daughters of God, but yet they still have this message of hatred or this message of support, this message of supremacy, white supremacy, and that a certain class is better than another class. Now, my Bible that I read says that God has no respect of person, that we are all his children, that there are some that were bonded, there were some that are free, there were some that was born in, and then there were some that were grafted into his family. But yet, he loves all of us the same. It's very similar. I was just thinking about the fact that I had a conversation with my niece and my soon-to-be nephew, her soon-to-be husband, and they was telling me, I was teasing them about having another baby, and they was like, yeah, we're going to send a baby to you. And I was like, I don't want a baby. I thought about adopting. And they was like, well, why would you adopt? You have us. And I said, yeah, I do. That's true. But I would like to have my own. And they said, well, you can love us just as your own. And it made me think, and I said, well, even if I was to adopt, that would not negate the fact that I already have nieces and nephews, and I have goddaughters that I love equally. There's no one that I love more than another, and I can only imagine that if I was a parent, that's the same way parents would feel about their children. And so that's the same way in my just example. That's the same way that God loves us. Because of what Christ has done on the cross and being raised from a burial grave, being raised from the grave, then we are all his children. So he loves all of us equally. Now, yes, there are some that are called to special purpose, or there are some that are called to different roles in the body of Christ. But in reality, he doesn't care about all of that. He cares about the fact that we are his children and we worship him in spirit and in truth. So it is here where God is sharing. I was thinking about the fact that you have these people who are, again, who are not, has this mindset that a certain class or a certain race of people are second-class citizens. And I thought about the fact that when I read this scripture, that Paul was trying to share this message, and that this message that there will be some that will share a version of what we call Christianity, and that their version is not the complete truth, that their version is similar to a ideology that enslaved a whole race of people for hundreds of years. Now, I'm not trying to get into this long debate about why we act the way we act, and and we should get over it and stuff like that. That's for another night. But I do want us to realize that there is a gospel, there is a truth, there is a good news that we have learned, and yet there is a good news, a gospel, a interpretation that we have received, not because we learned it, but because it is inspired by the Holy Spirit, or it now dwells in who we are. I mean, think about it. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show, God speaks not just through the preacher or the man or woman that proclaim the gospel, but God can speak through you, and he ought to speak through you. There ought to be times where you will share a word of good news with someone, a word of encouragement with someone. And you look back and say, I don't know where that came from. And then you have to acknowledge the fact that that came from God. Or you can honestly know and feel God, his presence, feel the Holy Spirit presence, rather, and know that the Holy Spirit is speaking through you to someone about this situation, about their circumstances. And now God wants you to be that voice of good news. My question to you is, are you willing to be obedient? Are you willing to share? Are you willing to share the gospel? Are you willing to share that word that God has given to you to share with somebody else? Again, it's not about us it's not about us having only one person it's not about us just being a proclaimer only, but God can use whoever he so chooses. But if we're going to take a break right quick, we're going to just spread. This is a great song by Take Six. I do not own the rights to this song, but I'm going to play it anyway. And just think about it. Are you willing to be a spreader of love? We'll be right back.
I know somebody who cares. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of false fever. What a day. It's a game. All the truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never ever fail. Now it's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
Just see.
Magazine
with a twisted sense of vision, baby.
we need.
What the world needs now.
I'm telling you, love is what we need.
Love, more love is what we need. What the world needs now.
We need more
love.
Love,
more love is what we need.
Dum, 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 dum.
Spread love.
Dum, dum.
That's what we got to do. We got to spread love. I know there's a lot of turmoil in today's society. I know that people are happy because of 45 about to leave the White House. And there's some people that's upset because he has to leave. But in all those cases, we still got to spread love. Paul says in verse 9, again, Galatians chapter 1, he says, I said this before, and now I say it again. You have already accepted the good news. If anyone is preaching something different to you, let that person be judged guilty. So he's already confirming the fact that these people already have an understanding of who God is, of who Christ is, of this good news, that and that they ought to be able to determine or know the difference between someone spreading the good news and someone just talking or someone just spreading news. Again, when we mention the good news, we are referencing the truth. We are referencing God's word. We are talking about the interpretation that God brings forth. And it says in verse 10, do you think I am trying to make people accept me? No, God is the one I am trying to please. Am I trying to please people? If I still want to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Now, you all know that there are people, unfortunately, who will try to be proclaimers of God's word because they think that this is about fashion and about money and about gold and prominence and power. And though all those things might be a part, but none of those things should be the motivation of why you proclaim the good news. I remember that there have been times that I really did not want to be a proclaimer of God's word. I actually... we're about to go in now. One of my the fiancés that I was engaged to now several years ago, she said, I don't understand why you act the way you act when you have to preach and when you have to teach and before. How you act and stuff like that. And I said, well, what do you mean? She was like, well, why do you got to preach? Why you got to, what and you know, what makes you a preacher? Why you gotta, you don't have to preach. And I told her, what you are saying is blasphemy for me. I said, what you're saying is like telling a fish, why do you swim? Why do you breathe underwater? I understand that I am not the best, but I am one of God's proclaimers. I am one who proclaims the good news. And that if there was something that I could do to walk away from this and still have peace of mind and peace in my spirit, I probably would. But I understand that that would not be the case. I've spoken to many older gentlemen, older men, who have told me and said, Jay, you know, I used to be a preacher when I was younger. And I said, really? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, what happened? They said, I just didn't want to take it serious enough. And I just didn't want to continue to do it because there was other things I wanted to do. They said, but you know what? That is the one, or if not the, if it's not one of, but that is my greatest regret in life. And I promised God that when I first started off proclaiming his word, that if he allows me to do so, and if his Holy Spirit will continue to abide with me, that I would never walk away from proclaiming his word, that I would never want to grow to be an older man and say, man, I wish I was still a preacher. Now, it is our responsibility, not just mine, but ours, you and mine's responsibility to be proclaimers of God's good news. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go out and start preaching and start pastoring, but I do believe and do understand that you have to get to a place where you can do certain things in the house, or there are certain things that you can do in the church. But most of all, let your motivation to do anything in the kingdom of God, let your motivation be because you worship him and you love God. Not based upon the fact if that person was able to do something, or that person had an issue, or it is your responsibility to never get to a place in life where you are not proclaiming the good news. And the good news is that God is love. The good news is that God so loved the world that he allowed his son to die and be buried. And he rose again so that we can have life and life more abundantly. That he ascended to heaven and allowed the Holy Spirit not to just hover around us or over us, but to dwell within our hearts. So it is no difference between you and I. The only real difference is this is what God has called me to do, and you need to find out what God has called you to do. And if God has called you to be a proclaimer of his word, and let me just say this now, you don't have to be a proclaimer of his word and stand behind a pulpit. Most of my proclamations, most of my sharing with others, some have been without me, going through all of those and for the lack of a better word, like training camps and stuff like that. But it is beneficial for me to read God's word, to pray. And yes, I did go to school, and school is good. And I'm not going to tell anybody that they ought not go to school. But school did not make me who I am. What made me who I am is the fact that, one, I am a proclaimer of God's word. I believe in God, and I believe that God has called me to continue to proclaim his word, the good news. See, it said here that if anyone, meaning that if anyone else is preaching other than the good news, we're going to pray that God will judge them and that God will deal with them. And then it goes on to say, do you think I am trying to make people accept me? No, God is the one I'm trying to please. Am I trying to please people? If I still wanted to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And you got to believe and understand that what he was saying then is that to be called a servant of Christ was almost like being called the N-word or a derogatory name. At this time of Christianity, it was definitely not something that was accepted, nor it was wanted. But people decided to go ahead and follow the ways that the teachings of Jesus Christ. So just because of the fact that you might be in a place where people are saying that you are to, oh, you are Christian, and you are to do this and you are to do that. If that lines up with the word of God, then yes, you ought to. But if it doesn't, then you ought not to. And you ought to get to a place in your life where it's not about pleasing man. I remember preaching and walking away with $10 from in an offering. I would give more than what they would give me. And I'm not bragging, but I've been to places where they did not collect a large amount of money. So what I did was, God told me to be a blessing to them. So that's exactly what I did. So it is your responsibility, just as mine, to realize that when we are proclaimers of God's word, and again, proclaiming doesn't mean that you have to be behind a pulpit, but just in the way that you live and the way that you conduct yourselves, that it's not about pleasing people. And it really, as you'll see, is not even about proclaiming yourself, thinking that you this and that, but it's about saying to yourself and to your soul that everything is going to be all right. So it is our responsibility to go out and be proclaimers of God's word, but not to do it in a way that it is not self-serving or it's not about self. Because you can walk away from it all and do your own thing. My question is God going to be pleased with that? And is he going to speak to you in your spirit about that? So, it goes on to read, brothers, in verse 11, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the good news I preach to you is not made up by human beings. I did not get it from humans, nor did anyone teach it to me, but Christ Jesus showed it to me. So it is Paul's understanding and Paul's teaching that this revelation, that this wisdom, this knowledge and understanding wasn't taught to him, but that it is given to him freely from God. And again, I will say to you, there have been times that I have shared a message and I don't know what or where it came from. And then I have to acknowledge it came from God. So the next time you find yourself in a pinch, when you have to ask that question, am I going to please God or am I going to please man? I pray that your response is going to be that I'm going to praise God. I'm going to honor God, that I'm going to love God. But I pray now that, Lord God, you allow these listening audience that they will be proclaimers of your word. First of all, they need to study your word and then proclaimers of your word. And then the fact that people will decide what they want to do. So it is up to you, my brothers and sisters, to think about what words are you going to share? Are you going to share and live out? Are you, and this is something that we have to be careful about also, when God gives you a word to share, and you don't want to share that word because you feel intimidated. So it is up to us to decide how you are or how we are to conduct our lives. God can bless us. God has blessed us to share the good news. And yes, everybody wants to be praised and everybody wants to have a pat on their back and everyone wants to hear, you know, you've done a great job or a good job. But ultimately, God wants you to do it, to be a great proclaimer of his gospel, not based upon you any obligation, but based upon the fact that you love him and you know that God loves you. All right, well, we're going to take any questions or comments. As always, we try to leave a couple of minutes. If there are any, you can press 1 on your phone, and then we will unmute your mic. Again, if you listen to the rebroadcast, you can send an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and we will definitely respond. Again, every Monday night, you can dial in that same number. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you have the teachings of Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Minister Tammy Storr. you can or you can listen to me on Wednesday night. You can listen to Brother George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and then Minister Joseph Amos Collins has decided to move his show to the evening. I want to say to each and every one of you all, don't be afraid to stand up for God. I know it might look rough, but I just pray that no one gets locked up. It is your responsibility to set aside time to talk to God and allow God to speak to you. And then you can live a life that will be pleasing to God because you spread the good news. We are so grateful, again, thankful for everybody who listens. What is the song that we want to? Well, we can listen to this. It's a great song. Again, we ask that you will please come back next Wednesday. We thank God. We pray that you will go out and proclaim the good news and know that you are proclaiming the good news, not because you want to get anything, you don't want to get the shoulder, the pat on your shoulder, or you doing it for money, but you doing it because you know that God has loved you, and God is pleased with you. And God is using you to be a conduit. Never let anyone tell you that God cannot use you. Just make sure that it is God that's using you. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., Elder Willie J. Vann Jr., the son of God. I see you next Wednesday.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Take my heart. myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
Give myself.